Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I've never had an opportunity to get the details about what happens every year in Des Plaines, and I'm so happy that the Reverend Ezekiel Sanchez is joining us. 200,000 people travel each December on foot, by horse, even semi-trucks to visit the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Des Plaines. Reverend Sanchez, thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. I understand this started last weekend, and somebody just sent me a text and said they believe there were 500 horses, people on horseback, making the pilgrimage. Did that happen this past weekend in anticipation for the big event coming up this weekend?
Yeah, 600. Yeah, so it was a little
gosh,
more.
Where do you stable 600 horses?
Well, we don't stable them, and people really bring their trailers with their horses. We had participants from as far as Ohio make the trek way out here from Iowa and from all over Illinois, and it's people have a real love for these animals, and so it was wonderful that they organized and said they wanted to have a pilgrimage. So every year we've had that wonderful participation of people, and it's the community's way of kind of showing their passion and their culture, and the community loves it because everybody gets all dressed up in their best, and they get out there and celebrate in the horse, no matter how cold it is.
Right. So the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe on North River Road in Des Plaines is the most visited monument of its kind in the United States. From the time people started arriving last weekend through the end of the ceremonies, which does that end with a midnight mass on Sunday or Saturday?
No, it ends on Monday at 7 p.m. That's the last mass, but people still keep coming. Well, the shrine is an outdoor shrine, most of it, and so it's a large compound. And so most people come with their personal devotion. Of course, we have all kinds of religious services available for people. But the goal is to have people come and do this beautiful reverence to the Mother of God, Mary. And you'd be amazed how many people come with their hearts in their hands, everything they hold and dear and the needs that they have. The story of Guadalupe is the driving factor, but also at a time in which people feel they can participate in what she was promised. So in 1531, she appeared to an Indian man called Juan Diego, and she wanted a little house created for her that she can give all of her love, her help, and protection to the people of the Americas. And believe me, people took that to heart, and she's everywhere, even in Europe and Asia. And this beautiful icon is really, and its message has touched a lot of hearts throughout the world.
So from last weekend until Monday, how many people do you anticipate will make the pilgrimage?
Well, last year was our first return from our COVID pandemic experience. We had to shut down in 2020 because of it, because we couldn't risk having that many people coming in. And last year, according to the officials, the count limits, according to the Des Plaines Police Department and others, that tell us that they estimated about 350,000 to 400,000 people. So the number has grown. So it depends on the weather. So if it's nice weather, if it's decent weather, it's not freezing, more people come out. If it's on a weekend, more people come out. So we anticipate warm weather, and it's on a Sunday, so it'll probably be a pretty busy place. So we really encourage people to come and visit, and take your time, come as a group, and make provisions for your journey. A lot of people come walking from Chicago. Groups, entire groups of people from Paris come walking. Others come on buses, or people drive. There are some opportunities for learning where people can park their vehicles, and we have buses, shuttle buses to the shrine. For all that information, if I may, just visit us at www.solg.org, Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe.org, and you'll find all the information you need to set up for your pilgrimage.
Okay, a few more questions here. All Catholics or other non-Catholics who participate?
No, non-Catholics come as well. A lot of Christian denominations have a very strong affinity for Mary, the Orthodox, the Episcopalian, the Anglican, many other Protestant groups as well. I think what they've discovered is that you know, she's not threatening, then she's really, the image is really, is an opportunity to bring people together. And not only Hispanics come, I mean, people from India come, Poles, Americans, I mean, anyone who really wants to be part of this amazing experience and just watch the faith of the people. I mean, people come and they do these extreme penances, or they come from a, you know, from a long way of walking, and they're coming in with great joy. They fulfill the promise that they had made, begging for a miracle or a blessing in their lives that this next year would be better for them.
So if it started, I understand, in the early 2000s, and it was about 60,000 people. You said last year they estimated the group to be between 350 and 400,000 people. It would not be unusual, if the weather is good, that you could see a half million people this year.
It wouldn't be unusual, but we try to be as one information I try to tell people is that we go out of our way. We start planning months and months ahead of time. So we want to make sure that everyone who comes is safe, particularly in the times we live in. And so we have a very, very strong security protocol that we have here. We normally ask people, please don't come with alcohol. Sometimes people like walking, it's cold, they'll take a nip and tuck there. but alcohol is not welcomed. Neither are firearms or anything that can compromise a religious experience to people.
Well, thank you so.
And so we want to make sure that people are welcomed, but they're safe.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I think a lot of people see the images. They don't quite understand what it's all about. So thank you for explaining that. And I hope that everyone will be safe and their prayers will be answered.
Well, the prayers are there for everybody. And I'll be praying for all of you as well. So we're looking forward to a fun time.
Reverend Sanchez, it is the event to see. It's the most visited monument of its kind in the entire nation. It's the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe on North River Road in Des Plaines, and it's been going on, and it goes through this weekend. So from that to the Hanukkah house, we're covering it all. Yes, there's a house in Glencoe that is lit up for Hanukkah. We'll talk to them next, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.